Here at Studio 6 Music in Whittam on a very cold Sunday evening in October, I'm delighted to be joined by Sound Mirrors. Hello,
Sound Mirrors. Good evening.
Hello.
Now, we've met you before, but let's pretend we haven't. So can you all introduce yourself, left to right?
I'm the left, am I?
Okay.
You're left or on
good
my
start.
Left? Are we stage left or regular left?
Just as you can see, everything goes left. Past the committee.
Okay.
Right.
I'm Rico. I'm the singer and the one with the cold.
Oh. Yeah. You can tell me that beforehand.
Theo's turn.
I'm Theo. I'm the guitarist and I am virus-free at the moment.
I'm John, drums, backing vocals.
I'm Adam, keyboards.
I'm Patch, bass.
I'm Jeanette, backing vocals.
Thank you very much. Now, you're a local band, aren't you? You're from sort of Colchester, Chelmsford area, is that right?
Right? Yes.
Okay, I was hoping to expand on that, but never mind.
Yes, yes, we are.
Yeah, what we can say is that it began more as a Chelmsford band, and is now we've incorporated a lot more Colchester people, so we're drifting up the A12 towards
Need
Colchester a little bit more.
If you had to have a loyalty towards one town, if you join one of these websites where you have to put in your hometown, what would you put in?
Bruges.
I'd be Chelmsford, wouldn't it?
Colchester, 4 out of 6 of us.
Yeah, but the band started in Chelmsford.
It did.
Of course, yeah. It's Chelmsford's fault.
Let's say
Chelmsford. Actually, I quite like Brentwood. I hear Brentwood's very lovely.
Yeah, we're a Brentwood band.
Yeah.
Any venues who want to book us?
We'll come back to you on that. Okay. We always like to ask the name of a band, so tell me what the inspiration was behind Sound Mirrors.
I'll go and give the real answer. Sound Mirrors were concrete structures built during the Second World War before the invention of radar massive sort of concrete ears, basically. So you'd put them on the coast, you'd sit some bloke in the middle of it, and when the Luftwaffe approached the English coast, they'd hear them coming a mile off. They are mirrors of sound. They channel sound into the centre.
Wow. Our listeners learnt something today. Thank you very much.
It's like a dengue. That's where they got the main ones are.
Excellent. Okay. How did you all get together as a band?
We met largely on a site called Join My Band, which is like blind dating for musicians.
Right.
That's where I found Adam.
And John.
And then John.
I found you when you applied to play at a festival I was running.
That's right, yeah.
And I liked you so much, I joined the band.
Okay. And then Theo and Patch were friends.
Completely tricked into joining the band.
Yes. We were duped.
Yeah.
We're late conscripts.
Suckers.
Pretty certain. I still haven't got my Smarties.
Anyway. And how long have you been together?
I guess Sound Mirrors has lasted, about 4 years?
Yeah, 3.5, 4 years. I think me and Adam's been... We've been here sort of 3.5 years, haven't we? Also,
4 years ago, I played the Fling for the first time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, 2018 would have been
but
4 years. I think.
This lineup,
year and a half,
just over a year. It was the summer you joined, and we were in here in September recording the single, weren't we? So just over a year with this lineup.
Okay, cool. Now, to someone who hasn't heard your music before, how would you describe yourself?
Anyone?
It's officially described as being sunshine pop,
sunshine psych.
Sunshine Psych, yeah, okay, yeah, I like that. It's changed a little bit, I think, since we've had members changing and bits and bobs like that, and new influences coming in, and it's a blend of lots of different things, really. I think as a collection of people, we all like completely different types of music. We come from completely different sort of places, and we've all just sort of landed in this same spot. So it's quite a lot of different things all over the place, really. But it's probably more towards the
We're a slave to the songs, really. When the songs come up, we arrange what goes best with that. So there's quite a variety of different styles on the record. The album was really modelled on records like Revolver and Hunky Dory that have touch bases with lots of different kind of styles, and it's not just one song done in 12 different ways.
Yeah, because we're talking about the album, because the album came out this year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Space Rockets and Sunshine?
Space Rockets and Sunshine.
I didn't write that down, so I'm glad I was
good. Yeah. He was looking at us.
Now name us.
No. Oh, we couldn't name us.
Okay, so I can get the sunshine pop, and I can hear a lot of different genres, but the Hammond obviously adds a little bit of psychedelia to it. It's always nice to see a Hammond as well. It's always a great instrument. That really wasn't a question. I just had to. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the songs today. You played 4 songs today, a couple of old ones, a couple of new ones. Is that right?
So, yeah, there's Planetfall, which was the previous single. That's kind of our go-to track that always goes down well. What else did we play?
Throwing Stones.
That's on the album. We had 2 new ones.
Hold Out for Love.
Yeah, thank you.
Wind Your Neck in Sunshine.
There's not. These are all very different songs. There's no particular theme running through them, I think.
No, just Love and Fury.
Space Rockets and Sunshine.
And Space Rockets and Sunshine and
Very
Robots.
Very concise, yeah. We like that. Okay. So you obviously recorded an album. You recorded it here, didn't you?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, familiar territory. Home fixture. Okay, so what's been happening in the meantime? Are you writing more material?
Have
you
That's the plan. Obviously, we premiered two new songs tonight, and we're going to sort of use the Christmas time and the spring to, I don't know, try and get the bare bones of what might end up being the second album, or at least just, you know, we've got about 18 songs racked up that need to be arranged and sorted out. So we have an album and a half's worth of unplayed material.
Also, you tend to have an off-season with originals. Yeah, a covers band can play all year pretty much the same, but when you're writing your own stuff, the summer season, the festivals and everything, that's when you're really, you know, gigging. And,
do seem to have about a gig a month, though, at the moment, which
we're keeping it ticking it over. But yes, the winter's your writing season.
Yeah, we're going to go to ground, hibernate, come that's back it. Renewed.
Yeah. I know
nude?
Renewed.
Oh. Yeah, nude again. Oh,
right.
So there is actually like a calendar forming then. You gig in the summer because there's festivals and lots of things, and you can't really do any writing until the gigs kind of stop a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely
right. It does get like that, doesn't it? As soon as we sort of think we'll have a go at a new song, then another gig turns up, and then we think, oh, I've got to practice again now. So, yeah, very true.
What was the last gig you played?
Queen Street Brewhouse, Colchester.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
with,
that
with
that was noisy.
With
well
Lawrence
done,
and Cow. Nearly got the wrong band, though. Lawrence Cow and Q, K-Y-U.
Yes.
They were all very good.
And we're off to a new place in, what is it, a week's time?
Yeah, Stone John Market, yeah, John Peel Centre.
Right. Yeah, it's new for us, it's Stone Market.
Thursday. And then back to Colchester, Three Wise Monkeys on the 1st of
first
December.
Of December. Yep. Yeah.
So you've got a few gigs out and about.
Not being idle.
Ticking over.
Mm. Yeah, good for
you. St Edmunds in January. That's going to be another nice venture out.
Not too far for listeners of Phoenix FM to go up the A12. And
indeed.
Three Wise Monkeys is a good venue, actually. In the summer. Yeah, nice place. Okay, so any other plans for the band musically?
The remix album.
Oh, yeah, the remix album. Yeah, we've farmed out all the stems from the album. So that's all the individual tracks, the bass, the guitars, the Hammonds, everything. We've released them online, and we're inviting anyone who wants to come along and nick them and remix them and turn them into whatever they want to do that, with a view to releasing some kind of remix EP or mini album or dub album in the spring. So while we're busying ourselves writing new material, people are remixing the old stuff.
That's quite ambitious, actually, because that was a sort of an 80s and a 90s and an even a zeros thing, but you don't hear people doing that anymore, really, do you?
I don't know. No, I guess not. I mean,
showing our age.
Things like, you know, Screaming Delica by Primal Scream was basically a remix album. You've got the Mad Professor remixing Protection for Massive Attack. So it happened.
Exactly when he said it.
Yeah. It works. No! The bits and pieces we've heard so far work quite nicely, because some of the stuff we've heard so far, the songs have literally just been remixed, shall we say. And then other ones, you can hardly even hear that it's us. It's all become somebody else's tune with bits of us almost incorporated in it. So it's quite nice the way it works.
So how much take-up have you had from people remixing? So
we've got about six or so people that are working on stuff, and we've had four or five tracks are complete. We have a deadline kind of around Christmas time to get everything in. So if anyone still wants to come on board with that, just go to our Facebook page for details. We'll send you the link for the stems and, have a play.
Fill your boots.
So hopefully we'll hear that in the new year, mate.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Definitely. Okay. So if people do like what they hear today, where can they find out more about you? Facebook?
It's facebook.com/soundmirrors. You can find us on Spotify. The first remix actually is already on Spotify, which is my friend Mark's take on Stories High, which he's taken to the disco. It's very spangly. We're on Twitter as @thesoundmirrors. Google us. That's how it works, isn't
Instagram,
it?
Instagram, Sam Mirrors Instagram.
Is there one that you prefer more than the others?
I use Facebook quite a lot and Twitter. You use Instagram a bit, John, but Facebook.
Facebook.
That's where the grown-ups are.
Brilliant. Okay, Sam Mirrors. Thank you very much for having a chat with us today and coming down and playing four songs. Looking forward to hearing the finished results.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers.